My name is Quentin Slachter.
And I am Andy Lundberg, and here we're broadcasting from the Owatonna High School.
Due to the meteor that recently desolated the city, we are all that is left. With our shattered hopes and dreams, we need to find a new source of inspiration.
If only that were real, we would be the stars of our own movie, which would bring inspiration to others. But what makes a movie so inspiring?
I think inspiration, true inspiration, is a bright light leaping from a vast and eternal knowledge deep within one's own heart. Inspiration influences the good and the bad traits within us all. But it is our choice on what we act on. Look to yourself to find true inspiration, because it might be out in the stars or it might be right next to you. You'll just have to find out on your own.
Quentin, did you write that or something?
Of course I did.
It's so beautiful.
Came from the heart.
But see, the thing is, this is what Quentin believes. So let's go ask some people around the school and see what they believe as well.
Micah, what makes something inspirational for you?
It's how you feel inside, what it moves you to do.
What movies are inspirational to you and why?
The Shawshank Redemption and Batman, the third newest one, because they both show great courage in a time of terrible circumstances.
Then inspirational to you.
When someone does what they want or feel like is right.
So, what type of movies inspire you and why is that?
Up in the A-team, because they do what they want and what they feel is right.
So, Quentin, what does inspiration really mean to you?
For me, inspiration comes from the meaning behind the movie characters. Like, in Teen Wolf, Derek has a tattoo of a Triskelion, a triple spiral design, which stands for Alpha, Beta, and Omega. The meaning behind that is family. By the bond of friendship, not necessarily blood. Andy, what makes a movie inspirational for you?
For me, a movie that's inspirational is one that has that story that brings, like, your heart, like, makes it bleed because it's so good. Like, for example, in Cinderella Man, he loses everything, but he still loves his family so much, he just never gives up and keeps searching for that thing that he wants most, and that's his money so that he can take care of his family.
I'm Quentin Slachter.
And I'm Andy Lundberg.
Signing off for the day.
Our next podcast, well, it's going to be about a children's movie that inspired a lot of us, children all over the world. It's made by Disney. It's going to be called Aladdin.
This is Inspiration, and we'll see you next time.